COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
When you're getting ready to travel, what are the top things you pack in your luggage? It's really interesting because there's a list of the things that you should definitely have on your carry-on, Raven. And I was looking at it, I'm like, I don't ever pack, I don't even think two of these things, let alone all of them, right?
Well, the thing with the carry-on is that, you know, the responsible person, the person that's probably writing the article or whatever, is going to tell you that you need all the items in there. It's like packing your emergency kit in your car, right? Yeah. Nobody's really driving around with 2 gallons of water and jumper cables.
This lady was on, she's like an internet travel genius, and she was saying this.
You know, I'm going to start off with what I think is the most important thing to bring. Number one, paper things. Passport. Cash.
When you travel, do you bring cash with you?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, huh. I always carry cash. I'm carrying cash right now, but I carry cash on vacation too. Yeah,
I think I'll bring $200. Like if there's like an emergency situation. Otherwise, I'm assuming that it's going to get stolen.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to steal my money.
Not a bad plan to have like $200, you know, tips and that type of stuff. And, you know, you don't know what you're going to encounter there. But, yeah, I carry a certain amount of cash. I mean, it's not the only thing I carry. I don't carry all the money for a vacation in cash, but I carry a pretty good amount of cash with me.
I just bring the basic things I need. For instance, face wipes.
She says that every time she gets off a plane, the first thing she does is face wipes to wash her face, and she has a portable toothbrush with her. Not a portable. She brings a toothbrush with her in the carry-on, and when she gets to the airport, she brushes her teeth when she gets off the plane. Am I the only one that thinks that's crazy?
That might be nuts. Yeah,
right?
Splashing water on the face is one thing. Brushing the teeth after, what is it you're washing off? The matter that was in the air on the plane with you?
I don't know.
Maybe that's just how she feels fresh. Okay.
Other things you're supposed to pack in your carry-on. Books or e-books. I just like the silence. And if I don't have my kids with me, I'll just sit there in silence. And I don't want anything. I just want to sit there in complete silence and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do you bring books or e-books?
I bring an iPad or a laptop and I watch a movie typically. And I bring headphones that are, you know, I bring like the studio grade headphones that we use because they cancel out all the noise. I can't hear anything else. People look at me like I'm crazy because I got these tiny ones, but I got these big ones on.
Travel blanket and travel pillow. I'm telling you right now, if you're that person that brings your own travel blanket and travel pillow, I'm going to make fun of you.
Yeah. You know, the neck thing. Everybody has the neck thing.
Yeah.
I don't even really use it, you know, to tell you the truth. I can't get comfortable with it.
I like it.
But when you're tired, you'll try anything.
Uh-huh.
So I continue to try it, but
I'm the person that puts my tray down, hands folded on the tray, my head in my hands, passed out the entire ride.
I can't do that. Like, it's something about the angle. Like, I just can't get my head low enough to that tray, I guess.
What are the things that you always have to have?
Well, I mean, for me, I always bring, like, extra underwear, of course, boxers like crazy.
And your carry-on? You know, what's happening? You know, eating the plane food?
You know what I bring is I bring socks, like, and I never wear them. Like, why am I bringing socks? Like, what do I need the socks in there for? And then I will sometimes put, like, just my toiletry bag in the carry-on. That way, if anything happens, like, I can still shave this face.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because using a cheap razor, oh, it's terrible.
I was thinking about it, Raven. I know you're getting ready to travel. We both are for the long weekend. And I want you to let me pack a bag of essentials that I think you'll need, but you can't open the bag till you get to the destination. Will you do that? Will you let me pack it?
As long as it's going to clear security.
It will clear security. If not, it doesn't matter because you'll go to jail and we'll never see each other again. I'll make it safe, but I just want to see when you get there if you use any of the items I pack for you.
You're going to have to talk to my wife because that's probably a pair of shoes that she wanted to shove in my bag. I'm giving up.
No, we're doing it.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card. Just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.